We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we often do three and outs. We've got one now. Three stories, three sports related stories. And we start off with the U.S. women's national soccer team losers to Sweden. And I'm not sounding like I enjoy the fact that they lost, but they are an arrogant, but well, Megan Rapinoe is one of the most arrogant athletes in the world today. She misses a key penalty kick and they're done. They wind up losing.
She didn't just miss it. This wasn't like she, you know, she hit it and the goaltender blocked it.
Oh, went flying over the
net.
Yeah, yeah, went over, well over.
Yeah. She Gary Anderson'd it.
Yeah. But you know what? We all choke. She choked. But you know what? Let's give her a lot more money because she's earned
it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I went off on I was on Tom Bernard's show this morning. I went off on a little tangent about, I don't really care what they make, you know, but you don't, don't tell us you deserve to make the same as the men, who, by the way, are making too much money because they suck. At least the women's team has won games. So to me, if you want to make money and you are a world-class or a great athlete, then get it in endorsements. That's the true test of someone's value, how many endorsements you can get. And I don't, does she have any? I'm guessing she does.
I'm assuming she does, yeah. But if, I remember back when the equal pay fight, as I recall, they had the option to get paid the same pay structure as the men's team and turned it down because they thought they could make more with another structure, and then they didn't, and then they complained that they didn't make as much as the men.
And when you say it's not the whole team complaining, it's someone, it's her.
Yeah.
She was the leader of this, and she's also the one who, didn't she berate teammates who would not kneel during the anthem because she wanted them to kneel? I think that was her,
too. Yeah, I think so. She wanted to start out as you know, showing solidarity with Colin Kaepernick or something like that. But no, it'll be nice to have to move on from this and have a U.S. women's team that, you know, when they do win, and we hope they win in the future, that when they have the national anthem played, that we don't have shenanigans and we don't have. This was amounted to me a lot of, I thought, a lot of selfish behavior.
It
on
is
her
selfish.
Part.
And now she's just a loudmouth loser.
Yep.
So, and then, you know, she doesn't, I saw a lot of this on social media today, people bringing up in 2017 when that team that she was on played a 15 and under boys team and lost 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, it's not like you're at the level that you can play with them. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a women's sport, and that's how people have to keep it in the context of what it is. And by the way, for all the people who think it's good or it's okay for transgender women, people who are still genetically men, to compete as women, it's not fair in many cases.
And she was one advocating to allow it to happen.
I don't get it. There's so many other women athletes are against it, but she was pushing for it. All right, well, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right, now, I've been saying this for years. The Big Ten will have how many teams? 18? What do they got now, 12 or 14 with UCLA and USC?
They've got 14. USC and UCLA are coming in, and now Washington and Oregon are going to be coming in. There'll be 18 teams.
Just call it the Big Ten Plus. And by the way, the Gophers will never win a championship now. They're done.
Yeah.
I mean, what would the chances be of them winning? Because will they make it 19 divisions or have three or four divisions?
Well, I don't know. There's still, I read an article over the weekend about what happens with the remaining, there's four schools remaining in what was the Pac-12. And there is speculation that Stanford and Cal may end up in the Big Ten before the end of this.
Well, then you know what they should do? Just make three divisions, although you have to have four, but make a division that just has the former Pac-10 teams in it.
Right.
You know, and then you get a little something there, and then take out the teams that came in, get the original Big Ten, and then you get these other ones. I mean, they're going, my God. But I don't know how you make it work, because you can't really do it with three divisions.
If you add two more teams in, so then it's 20, do they call it the Big 2 times 10?
Well, the Big 10 Plus. You can just throw plus after there. Yeah, 2 times 10 would work. There's that opportunity as well. It's just, you can't keep calling it the Big 10. That's the problem. It has to be something else than that, because it'll be the SEC and the Big 10, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, what you do, I guess you could have a playoff with three divisions. The team with the best record gets a bye, the other two teams play, and then they have to play the team that had the best record overall.
Well, you still have the Big 12 too, right? Because they're still out there.
Yeah, they're out there, but
because they lost, because some teams went there.
Well, who's the best team in Kansas, Oklahoma? I mean, who's the best team in the Big 12? Texas has been down for a while.
Yeah, you're going to end up with like three or four conferences, and that's it. Except, and then in the D1, whatever the bowl, the FBS is, in FCS, you could have, you know, you'll have other conferences like where St. Thomas plays and stuff. But
well, I'll tell you, PJ Fleck is done in terms of ever winning a championship or having a chance to when you got these teams coming in. Good luck with all that.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I would say. And now I think it'll be even easier for these schools to recruit out of the Midwest. Because, hey, you're still playing in the Big Ten. Just come out to California.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's a tough one to turn down. All right, that was two. Number three in our three and out. This NIL thing, we got three senators getting together I don't know if I'm a big fan of government getting involved in this sort of thing. You know, the NIL is where these athletes can make money. And why are they sticking their beak in it? Because they're making too much and not enough kids are making anything? Do they want to spread it out evenly? What are they after?
I don't know what the objective is. You know, there's been a lot of activity, a lot of talk about this in the last few years. The NCAA has their own rules about it. You know, all these different schools have their NIL collectives. As I understand it, you know, part of what has been, you've seen so many athletes, particularly coming, unfortunately, being into U of M, using the transfer portal a lot more frequently than it used to be used. And there's some talk that has to do in some cases with NIL funds and going to a school that has more NIL available. So, you know, once again, we see, you know, by all evidence, the U of M lagging behind.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure what the rationale. I mean, one of the senators that's sponsoring it is Tommy Tuberville, who used to be the football coach at Auburn. So maybe this is let's try to regulate it. But I'm with you, Bob. I don't like the federal government.
No, they just get your beak out of it. I mean, they stick their beak in enough things as it is. And by the way, August 1st, did the fuel tax go in? Because fuel has definitely gone up in price. Or is that still not? Did it go in on August 1st, do you know?
I think it did, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah, because the prices are ridiculous now. All right, you know what, Jeff? Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, you're going to be with us yet to tell us about your two wonder dogs. We'll take a quick break. The BS show will be right back.